This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking the question, does your salt still have its flavor? This week, we've been focusing on the teachings of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And today, I'm reflecting on the passage that says, you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Matthew 5:13. When we think about the purpose of salt in biblical times, it was used to preserve food, particularly meat, and it was used to give flavor also to foods. And as Christians, it's important for our spiritual walk to maintain its flavor by preserving God's word in our hearts and minds, and ultimately so that it's reflected in our actions. And this is what Peter did when he encountered the lame man outside of the temple who had been there begging for the last 40 years. Peter did not give him money, but he chose to heal him instead. And as a result, not only was the man healed, but many other lives were touched because of his healing. When thousands of souls were touched by the healing of this lame man, Peter was acting as the salt of the earth, a salt that had truly not lost its flavor. Now, we know Peter started out, and some of his struggles along the way would indicate that there were periods where he may have lacked flavor in his salt, so to speak. But Peter should inspire us that there's always a chance to turn it around. So today I ask you, does your salt still have its flavor? And as you think about that, remember these words. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Matthew 5:14-15. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, keep the flavor in your salt.